previously we had a 7-seater and we put up 4 candidates, and now we've entered into a 9-seater and we're only putting up 3 candidates, and I was of the opinion that at least they would have 4 candidates. So they're going to select 3 and then add somebody on whenever somebody's suited. So I wasn't very happy with that. That was one of the main reasons that I left.
As you said, it's being expanded to a 9-seater. The sole purpose for that expansion is to, as it were, make allowances for the fact that Buncrannock Town Council is being scrapped, and your belief is that if things remain as they stand, there'll be no Fine Gael candidate at all from Buncrannock, and that, to your mind, is wrong?
That's exactly, and when you listen to Phil Hogan and say, listen to what I have to say, he has been very clear that the councils would have representation. He wasn't going to create any new councils. He wasn't going to do away with any old councils, but the councils that would be there would be representation. So Buncrannock, from a Fine Gael perspective, they weren't even having any representation in the election.
Our understanding is that somebody else in Buncrannock was approached by Fine Gael with a view toward running for the party. Do you believe this was done over your head, and this was done in an attempt, to put it bluntly, to shaft you?
Yes, that would be my opinion. It would be that someone was trying to usurp me. So at the convention, I stood up and I said what I had to say, and I left. I put down the mic and I did not storm out. I walked out there. I held my head up high, having said what I said, and I got applaud. I was surprised at the applaud I got, and I got that from the Fine Gael people. I got that from the true Fine Gael people that stand for honesty and decency.
So where now does Peter McLaughlin stand as far as Fine Gael is concerned?
Well, well, look at that. I'll speak to my family. I'll speak to my friends. Fine Gael have a decision to make, not I. I've made a decision. It's up to them now to decide what they want to do, and we'll take it from there.
Will you remain a member of the party, or is there a possibility we may see the name of Peter Egmont McLaughlin on the Buncrannock, on the Inishowen electoral area ballot paper, but not necessarily with a party's name after him?
Well, one would never know. If I got a call from Lucinda, or depends just what's going on, I will not close any doors. I'll definitely not close any doors.